Good morning, everyone. Thank you for welcoming me here. It's really nice to be here after so many sunny and hot days. It's actually very pleasant, very nice being in a church, but actually it's, you feel pleasant. It's very nice. I really like the topic, what we are talking about, the whole theme about roots. Before we start, I brought something. Here in this bag, I have something very important to me. So I wonder whether some of you may be able to help me or to guess, actually, what do I have in this bag? I don't know if everyone can see. Okay, yeah, they're not far from that, yes? Tablet. Okay, yeah. Almost there.
Blood pressure kit.
Now, that's a very good one. I work in a hospital, so yeah, that's very helpful. Yes? Yes. I would try to be super spiritual to say I have it in my heart, but I can't remember every verse. No. Any other guess? Yes? Yes. Good one. Almost there. Would you like me to tell you what I have here? Almost there. I have a carrot! And this is not all. This is a very dangerous one. A beetroot. So, although the certain things that stick outside, what is inside, could sometimes be very hidden. I really love carrots. At home, my wife struggles to get a grip. I was born in Yugoslavia, in Serbia, so I love carrots. My mother used to tell me, if you eat lots of carrots, you'll be able to see in the dark. I can testify it's not possible. I even stumble across in the middle of the day, let alone in the dark. But I love carrots and roots. So what are carrots or beetroot? What is a carrot or beetroot? Yeah, somebody said root vegetable, isn't it? Root vegetable, yes. That's very important for us. It's a root vegetable. And as this picture, I don't know if... Can you reasonably see? So this is a picture of a carrot in soil. And what is good about it is that whatever we see outside, we see that grows... We really don't know what's going on underneath. And roots can sometimes be small or big, but we don't know. They will determine, they will actually help a plant grow. Before I start, I would like to tell you, well, I started, but okay, this is like a second introduction. I just want to tell you something. We have a nice house not far from here in Newark, and... There's a small garden. Around the house, there are some bushes, they call it shrubs, with some strange-looking plants, green ones. If you open your lounge door, they kind of pop in, hello, hello, with some spiders. So my father-in-law, my wife's dad, he comes regularly to help in cutting them. And a month ago, they went on holiday. So my wife gently asked, oh, well, she said, Vlada, we need to do something about it. We can't let my dad come every time, and he's the only one to cut the trees, cut the grass, and everything else. At our home, I don't know what's going on in your home. When my wife says we need to do, that means I should volunteer myself. Please, you don't do anything. I will do it. So I tried to be a good husband, and it was Friday, 22nd of June. Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was just about to, in an hour or so, to collect kids from the Flash Club at the Warren Mead School. And very hot, and I decided to be a good husband. I thought, it's a Friday, I may get a brownie point, she'll be very pleased, everything will work fine. So I went there, and I took some huge cutters, and I cut everything possible I could cut. In the end, it was so barren around. So I sent the photos to my wife and to my father and mother-in-law. My wife's first comment was, what happened to my bushes? And then my mother-in-law WhatsApp back from holiday saying, we are all fine, just dad is crying over his well-cultivated bushes. I really thought I was doing a favor to hold the family. And last night, and this is not planned, last night, my wife, Kirsty, said, you know what, just one thing. Dad pointed out on Thursday, you haven't heard, please don't touch the shrubs anymore. But anyway, but why am I mentioning them? One of the roots I got from the shrubs is this. So here is actually the plant I cut, and this is just what was the leftover. But the root is everything here going up. It took me some good 5 to 10 minutes just to pull out this root. And I really thought, and I was hoping that for all my efforts, I will get, would you like pizza for dinner or something? Or be free tomorrow on Saturday? No, my wife said, what happened to my bushes? I have a lovely wife, so please, don't misunderstand it. Roots. Let's go back to roots. What I would like to just to mention in the next couple of minutes is one thing, one particular part of what we read here. Verse 17, so that Christ may dwell or live in your hearts, as you are and being rooted and established in love. Rooted and established. So root is this underground, a part of a tree or plant we can't see, that brings life. It says it also brings kind of air and minerals to make us strong, brings everything a plant will need. It's not always appreciated, apart from me loving beetroot and carrots because they're underneath. But they bring life. And the other part that says that we are grounded refers to foundation, like building a good house. Perhaps this church having to dig very much deep in order to put some firm foundation. And this is with us as well, as us who are Christians who believe in Lord Jesus Christ. Roots bring life. Our roots, my or your roots in our Lord Jesus Christ, will bring eternal life. Why is this important? When you see those who can see from this distance, not all the roots are the same. Some of the roots are shorter, some of them are longer. But they all do joint function. They help this plant, which I desperately try to pull out, or a carrot to grow. When Apostle Paul wrote this letter, he was trying to help, to cheer on, to really kind of support church in Ephesus. Ephesus, as a city it was then, it's now like a small town, has a very good basketball club not far from there, in Turkey. We go for holidays there. But at the time, it was a big city. There were lots of, we may say, clubs, places where people with so much money can go, or people who don't have much money, or people who look this way or that way. There were also something like, we might say, temple or churches that pray to some different gods. And then Paul was involved in setting up or planting something new, a place, a church in a home, where everyone can come, tall or not as tall, slightly roundy, black, white, those who can walk, those who cannot walk by themselves, everyone can be there. And as they were, some of them were very young, they just started believing in Jesus Christ, and their roots were not as big. One thing interesting about roots, they don't get big immediately. I'm not an expert on gardening, and my wife can testify that on that. They are not as big, but they grow. They grow. And this is the same with you and I. Today, for example, what could be our roots? They give strength. They could be like an anchor for a ship to help us when the storm comes. We don't get anywhere. We just stay where we are until it calms down and we can go further. And as we sang, as we prayed, we read together. That could be one of our roots. We were singing together. Somebody was playing, reading, singing. Somebody was working on the IT and electronics behind, or preparing coffee. These are all roots. But also us being together in the church, praying, all these are in one way a picture of our roots. They grow. The deeper the roots, the stronger a tree. The more you and I are together, but also at home, we read, we pray, we sing, and our roots grow and become deeper. Why is this important? Today, everything may be fine, but I just spoke to somebody in this congregation who experienced something terrible, a loss. We don't know what 5 minutes from now will bring, what will happen. Day may come, very sad day with bad things, where our life will be shaken, we will be physically shaken. And sometimes those tiny roots may be the only thing that help us and hold us firm with Jesus Christ. And as we were looking earlier with the trunk and the trees and the branches, everyone has a part to play. Everything is part of our growing up with our Lord Jesus Christ. Roots, they bring life to a plant. Our roots, my root, your roots in Jesus Christ, through prayer, reading, fellowship, and also sometimes being alone with Jesus Christ, they bring eternal life. They grow. You as church have gone through a quite interesting and turbulent times. I have heard about something, but you yourself know what had happened. And yet you are here. Your roots are growing and growing and growing. And we are having fellowship. And what we are here to do, that's what we do on a service like this. We are having fellowship because we want to grow in our Lord Jesus Christ, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith as we are being rooted in Him to every single aspect of this. Roots bring life. Our roots in Lord Jesus Christ, they bring eternal life.